Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life. And when applied, these tools will help you, they'll guide you, if you will, to live as that beautiful, perfect, authentic essence that is you. Thank you so much for being here today. This show is first airing on September 11th, 2017, the anniversary of one of the most difficult times in the history of these United States and even the world. I imagine every one of you knows the significance of this date and the events that took place back in 2001. We witnessed horrific devastation and death in the form of terrorist attacks on the United States soil. These images we had previously seen only in other parts of the world finally had made their way home to us, and we could no longer pretend that we were invulnerable to the violence other countries may find somewhat normal. I had planned on doing a show today paying homage to the people directly affected by these acts and to the entire country, the heroes that stepped up during that time. And I do think it is appropriate to acknowledge that for a while, this entire country did come together. We forgot about our differences and simply accepted everyone as they were and worked to rise above those attacks that had just occurred. We stepped through our fear to offer helping hands. We let go of our judgments and gave a hug or a smile instead. We just chose to be kind for a while. We were forced to look at our vulnerability and find a way to be okay through it all. We face that vulnerability and need and the need for answers again. A couple of weeks ago, we had Hurricane Harvey that arrived on the shores of Texas and left in its wake mass flooding, the complete and total devastation of entire communities, the virtual annihilation of whole towns. And now we have Hurricane Irma, the largest and strongest hurricane in recorded history, at least at one point during its path. And let us not forget the wildfires that are just burning out of control, the earthquakes that we have going on. Folks, we have a lot of stuff happening. Now, I record these shows on Fridays and they air on Mondays. So as of the time that we're recording this show today, I can't tell you what Irma is going to do to the United States or has done to the United States, because I'm not, like I said, we record a few days ahead. So I want to point out that I will speak more to Irma than I do the earthquakes and the fires, simply because I have a son and a granddaughter who live in Florida, and they are in the wake. So I'm tuned into that much more than I am the fires and the earthquakes. It's not to minimize what everyone is going through with these natural disasters. So Hurricane Irma, at this point, has already left a path of destruction through the Caribbean islands and is bearing down on Florida. My prayers are that by the time this show airs, Irma will have changed her mind and changed paths and gone the path of least destruction, if you will, out into the Atlantic and peacefully settled down. Even if she didn't know, this show is appropriate. We still have a lot that we can learn no matter what happens there. I pray for the safety of everyone. If she does come ashore, if you're listening to this, if she did come ashore with the impact predicted, many of you will feel darkness of fear and pain and maybe even hopelessness, just like we did back in September 11th of 2001. You know, those of you facing the impact of the wildfires will be facing some dark times as well. This darkness may be closing in on you no matter what you're going on, what's going on around you. It may feel as if you're shut off from the world. It may have you blinded to any goodness and any hope at all. First of all, it is very important that you know this. You are not alone. If nothing else, you have the prayers and the love of many people. I know I send my prayers and my love to everyone affected by these storms, no matter what degree you're affected by them. those who are being affected right now and those who still have to face what is left of Irma and the fires and any other dark event, you are not alone. There's much support out there for you, so please open yourself to receive it. I know in the darkness it's hard sometimes. What I want you to know is the best gift that I can give all of you, those who felt the destruction, those who observed it, no matter what level of participation you had, you do not have to stay in the dark. That's my gift to you, is know that you do not have to stay in the dark. In fact, to stay there invites deeper darkness. Today's tool is transcend darkness, and we must do that. Being in the darkness does nothing to heal or repair you, other people, or the issues that you're facing. Being in the darkness does nothing to help us realize the good and the love that is around us and within us always. If we are in the dark, we are not healing, and we are certainly not shining our own light. To transcend means to rise above and go beyond, to overpass, to exceed. You know, I'm not going to sit here today or any other day and tell you to stop feeling darkness. It's going to come over you, folks. It really will. And I'm not going to ask you to not feel it. I understand that life happens, and sometimes so do those things we would very much like to avoid. Death occurs. Violent acts from others occur. Horrendous storms occur. We can pray that they do not. However, if we have any feelings of compassion at all, even when a storm is diverted, there will still be things in our lives that cause us to be sad, angry, or upset. This is life. This is part of life. We feel. And folks, darkness is part of the feelings that we feel. This may sound a bit trivial and maybe even impossible at this time, but what I know from personal experience is that when we move through the darkness, not avoid it, not get stuck in it, but when we move through the darkness, we experience the greatest light. We transcend darkness by rising out of it. It is not by avoiding it. It is not by ignoring it. And it certainly isn't by getting stuck in it. It is also not by rushing through it so fast that we do not experience the evolutions and revolutions available. Racing through to the other side of darkness is just another form of avoiding and ignoring. Now, I'm not saying that you have to get stuck in there for 5 days for this instance and 4 days for that instance or three. There's not a set amount of time that we have to spend in darkness. What I'm saying is whatever darkness happens to come upon you, feel it. Be aware of it. Be mindful of it. Know what's going on. And then you can look at ways to move through it. Through the darkness, we experience what is needed to heal. Now, darkness comes in many forms, and most of it begins with fear. In fact, I cannot even think of an example where darkness did not begin with fear. Fear of the unknown of what is to come, fear of the next step, fear of people involved, fear of, you know, anything at all. When we look at 911 as, or 911 rather, as it was not the attacks themselves that sent us into darkness, it was the fear of what we did not know. You know, if it would have just been the attacks themselves, we know how to go and put out fires. We know how to deal with damage and destruction. We know how to do all of that. The fear set in when all of a sudden we realized, oh my gosh, everything has changed. What do we do now? We did not know who was doing all of this. We did not know why they were doing it or what they would do next. It is the fear of where to go from here. In these monster storms that are happening more and more frequently, it is the fear of what we are to do in the aftermath of the storm that sets in. You know, when will the next storm show up? How do we heal from it all? It is the uncertainty of what is to come that causes the fear. The fear drives many emotions that lead us deeper into the darkness. That's where we have to be careful. It's not the darkness itself when it first arrives. It's what drives us deeper into it. From fear, we experience deep sadness in some cases, great anger in some cases. These can turn us to blame and hatred and aggression and sometimes emotional shutdown. We feel closed off and alone, and this feeling begins to define us if we're not careful. And I want to briefly talk about the progression of emotions that occur during times of darkness. So let's start with one that most of us, if you're, I'm sure most people listening to this were around and understand and had emotions around 9/11. When the attacks first happened, I remember I was in a feed store in Grapevine, Texas, getting supplies for a petting zoo that my wife and I had for an event facility that we ran. And I was standing in line. They had a TV back behind the counter. I'm watching the TV trying to figure out what in the world they're showing. And they had Tower One, and they had the flames and the smoke coming out of it. I'm sitting here watching that, trying to figure out what was going on because the volume was real low. I'm not even sure the volume was on at all. I couldn't hear what the announcement were saying anyway, but I'm sitting here watching the first tower burn when the camera panned and caught that second plane just before it hit Tower Two. It was in that moment that darkness began for me, and I'm sure many others as well. The darkness for me began with confusion about what was going on, and then it moved into shock and a bit of emotional shutdown. I know that I was not alone, but for me, it felt very lonely. I was stuck in that space between, I was almost frozen, I couldn't move in line. It was like, what do I do now? Do I just drop this stuff on the floor and walk out and go be with my wife? Do I continue through this line and pay for it? What do I do? It was just total confusion. The country and the world experienced, something similar, I'm sure. If the chain of emotional evolution stopped there and gave us time to consider what was going on, it would be very easy to heal. The problem is that we don't give it time. As human beings, we jump into, we've got to do something. It doesn't stop there unless we consciously force it to stop there. When we are mindful and we are aware of what's going on within us, then we can stop it there and we can consider our next action. You see that what happens to us most frequently is we get emotionally stuck, so we seek more information to help us decide how to feel. Instead of just being with our emotions, we look outside of us for more information so that we can figure out, okay, well, if I understand this a little bit better, I know what to do with it. Instead of looking at the emotions and saying, right now I'm sad, I need to find a way to be happy, how do I do that? We look at what caused it. So anyway, most of us tune into the news under the guise of seeking information so that we know better what to do and how to respond. But what's really happening is we're tuning into the news, and either consciously or subconsciously, we're allowing the news to interpret those events for us, and the news then determines how we should feel. As bad as the events of 9/11 were, the most damaging change in us occurred as a result of the attacks. The real devastation after the shock wore off, it came after the shock wore off, and we needed to do something with our feelings and our emptiness and our confusion. So we tune into the news. We buy into what's going on from the media. We tune into people talking and coming up with theories that really don't have a clue what they're talking about, and we're assuming that they're the truth. So as humans, we think we need to do something. So we take all this information that's coming into us, driven by this fear of not knowing, of uncertainty, of what's coming next, and we create a deeper darkness. Because of the magnitude of the situation, many people ended up feeling at first powerless, just as we do with these natural disasters that we see going on right now, and we feel led to do something. We feel like we have to do something. We feel like we're human doings instead of human beings. Every situation, whether it's a storm or the attack or the fires, there's donations. There's our ability to make donations. But oftentimes that doesn't seem like enough. We feel like we really need to be doing something else. Not too many of us can take our hands, can take off work and go get our hands on with the cleanup and the healing. So we sit at home and watch the news unfold very quickly. Those feelings of confusion and shutdown and our need to do something, look for an outlet. And most of the time that outlet is to find blame, to find cause. The thing that struck me as horrendous as the storm itself in Hurricane Harvey was that within 24 hours, literally, folks, within 24 hours, I saw news stories about the city of Houston being at fault because of the devastation, because they did not have the correct building codes, and they had ended up making a city of concrete that didn't have proper drainage. Now, even if that were true, how much is this act of blaming helping with healing and restoration? And folks, in this case, how much was it helping in rescue efforts? Literally, people were still being rescued from rooftops when this blame mode came out. The blame leads us to anger, and that leads us to hatred, and on and on and on. In 9/11, for instance, when the shock wore off, instinct kicked in and we needed to do something. We needed to blame. We needed to find fault. We blamed the airport security. We blamed the FBI. We blamed the CIA. We blamed several countries. That blame led to one of the largest steps backwards in history that that we will ever experience. That blame invited us to hate others based on color, race, religion. In that horrible act in history, it somehow became okay for us to hate and judge again. I will never condone the acts of that day. I will never condone the acts of terrorism in general. I will never even try to find a way to justify all of that. It's beyond me. I can't understand it anyway, so it's beyond me. It is just that in that moment, our hatred grew. It moved from hatred of the acts that were committed to hatred and judgment of the terrorists themselves that coordinated and carried out those horrendous acts. But we didn't stop there. As the facts from the investigations began to filter out through the media, it became okay to hate the supporters of those terrorists, then the countries that they came from, then the other people in those countries, then other people that were of the same race, and then people that looked like those people, and then people who shared the same religious beliefs as those people. And then you see where I'm going. It went on and on and on. And folks, now we just saw it in Virginia not too long ago. It's okay to stand up and share hatred. It's not. It's not okay. But this is where our darkness has led us. So folks, I'm going to skip through all the rest of this because I really feel like it's very important that we get to healing. Whether it is your feelings of fear towards these terrorist activities or these storms or these fires or these earthquakes, if you're feeling something other than strong and happy and healthy and peaceful, fear is driving it. The darkness around all these disasters can be overwhelming at times. But folks, darkness never heals. When we experience any of these situations without judgment, when we can just feel it, when we can just become aware of what is there, we can then learn from that situation. We can grow from that situation. We can move through it, and from there we can shine our light more brilliantly. It is moving through the darkness that is healing. We are destined to repeat situations over and over and over again if we do not learn from them. It's not to say that if we learn from Hurricane Irma that we won't have another hurricane just as devastating. What it is to say is we will experience it differently. We will perceive it differently. Instead of sitting back in fear and shutdown mode for an hour or for a month, whatever it happens to be, we can move into sending love, sending prayers, sending help, sending aid, whatever it is that we can do. But we can learn. We can learn a different way of perceiving. We can respond with love instead of having knee-jerk reactions. And folks, we can feel differently. When we open our hearts, our awareness, our eyes to what is going on in this world beyond darkness, there is an abundance of things worthy of love. There is goodness and peace everywhere. if we just open ourselves to them. One of my favorite things that came out of Hurricane Harvey was a post on Facebook. I just absolutely loved it. And I might have this a little mixed up, but you'll get the picture. This was a picture. It was actually two pictures on the same post, on the same page. The top picture had a white man wading through waist-deep water carrying a lady to safety. The bottom picture had a black man wading through waist-deep water carrying two children to safety. The caption across the top of the picture read, "Can you see the difference?" The caption across the bottom read, "Neither can I." Folks, that was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen. Unfortunately, it takes something horrible like this for us all to come together in many cases. So if you learn nothing else from these tragedies and these horrendous events, learn to come together always, not just when something horrible happens. It is not just in times of horrendous events that we fall into darkness, folks. You got to know that. We do fall there sometimes. Confusion comes around. Paralysis by shock comes around. We move into blame and anger and attack. Just because life seems normal doesn't mean we're not going to go there. So tune in. When we are not mindful of our emotions and present to all that is going on around us, we can easily fall into darkness in everyday life. Now, when we get our validation from the outside world, this is usually where this happens. When we rely on the outside world or comments on one of our Facebook posts to validate our worthiness, we set ourselves up to fall back into this a very similar darkness as we do when any of when any of these storms and horrendous acts happen. What I want you to know here, I'm going to take a little sidestep very quickly here. Many people look at these situations like 9/11 or the hurricanes or the wildfires, the earthquakes, and they think to themselves, wow, that stuff is so big. My stuff doesn't compare. It is so little. I better stop looking at my stuff. First of all, do not compare. If you feel something about a situation in your life, it is important. Your feelings are of value. Do not devalue any feeling that you have. Now, awareness of it and how important it is to you is key, but do not devalue your feelings just because it doesn't rate as much time on the news as the storms and the fires and the earthquakes. Okay, let's get back on track. As with many of our shows, we come to mindfulness, and that's where we are here. It's being mindful of your feelings. So very quickly, I want you to play a game with me. I'm going to prove just what we can do with our feelings, and it's going to be quick, so bear with me. I want to ask you to play this again later on when you have time. Close your eyes and just start a gentle, rhythmic breathing. Bring into your awareness a person or a pet that you love deeply. Breathe it in. Be aware of that. Feel that emotion. Feel that warmth. Okay, now take another breath. This is a clearing breath. Just let that go. With your eyes still closed, now bring into your awareness scenes that you saw of the news of the damage from one of these storms or these fires, some of the devastation. Notice the feeling that you have there. Okay, all right, now let that go. Just breathe it out. Cleansing breath. Now, one deep breath in and think of something or someone that you appreciate. Bring it into your heart. This is something or someone, a pet, that you appreciate with all your heart. It could even be self-love. Breathe into that. Embrace that. Hold that feeling. Is it love? Peace? Gratitude, all of these. Okay, open your eyes. I know that was brief, and I hope you were able to experience the feelings associated with it. If not, or if you want to do it again, please take time to do it later. In fact, I ask of you to take time and do this many, many times. First, experience the love for someone else or a pet. And you can skip the part about the negative. I did that for a certain reason. I'll explain in a second. But feel the love and then feel appreciation. And what you've just experienced is the proof that your feelings are a choice. You can choose to move through your feelings. Now, I'm not saying avoid darkness, folks, but transcend darkness. Choose love. Choose peace. Choose goodness. There is a greater goodness in this world. there's a greater goodness all around you and within you. So today I want to thank you so much for listening in. And instead of going through the usual ending of the show, I want to end with a prayer for this world. I just want to share it with you. And no matter what your religion or your beliefs are, just say these words with me, if you will. Today we end with a prayer of peace. May the peace within us be stronger than the chaos outside of us. May the victims of these natural disasters feel peace embracing them and know they are loved and they are not alone. May we broadcast peace out into this world, from our hearts out into the world, to all that we meet in all situations. May the peace we express bring healing to all, and may all that we do be done with purest love. Folks, thank you so much for listening in today. I do want to invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, because there you will find daily affirmations that do help in times of trouble, times of need, and times of chaos. Thanks to Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio, and thank you to Remy today for producing the show. Folks, to all of you out there, transcend darkness. Elevate your experience of life. You do that by choosing love. You do that by choosing happiness. You do that by choosing peace. Life is a choice. Love and peace to you all. Have a great week.